Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration. Not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. For me, after, about 22 years of outperforming my peers and sales results, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to motivate others to maintain their exercise and fitness programs. So I am super excited to introduce Andrea Bowden. Now, Andrea is a certified health coach and certified personal trainer. She's a competitive obstacle course racer, do athlete, and figure competitor. Now, she's a lifelong gym rat who believes exercise is the gateway drug to healing everything that ails us. Andrea founded and coaches at Next Level Fitness Training in person and online. Now, many of our clients have transformed from zero to OCR, which stands for obstacle course racer, also from zero to duathlon, and from zero to half marathon, among other things. Now, her current projects include developing an OCR certification for trainers and coaches, developing the only known fitness retreat using OCR as a tool to coach ageless women athletes to compete better this year. And she's developing a 12-week coaching program for new personal fitness trainers to help them change the world with gym time. Andrea is currently working on her master's degree in health psychology at Grand Canyon University in Phoenix, Arizona. And she lives with her amazing husband and very cool dog in Glendale, Arizona. Well, welcome, Andrea. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hey, thanks for being here and thanks for mentioning my very cool dog.
Absolutely. And I just love how you're really helping so many people achieve such high levels of success in their fitness and running pursuits, as well as the amazing projects that you're creating. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work that you're now doing.
Well, thank you. This is my jam.
All right. And of course, top of mind here for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
To start my own is probably a little difficult for me to answer, but why I continue to be in business for myself doing this, it's pretty much all I know. So over the last, particularly last 12 years, everything I read, everything I look at, every podcast I listen to, every magazine I pick up, all my thoughts revolve around visualizing myself in this position as an entrepreneur, making a difference in the fitness world. So I think it's just kind of like, this is all I know. So that's kind of how it happened. And to leave, I guess, would feel like a dream killer.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like you were just born to run and share your passion with others and help them do the same.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. Well, so you mentioned 12 years. So how long have you been in this, you know, building your business, and has your business mission or vision evolved during this time?
Well, I have been actually in the fitness industry since about 1985.
Okay.
And so although I have been a public relations professional in nonprofit, I have been a school teacher, and I have been a blueberry farmer somewhere in there.
Wow.
And, yeah, kind of coming. I know not many people can say they've had a blueberry farm.
No, so, that's true.
Yeah, it was our move away from the big city into a small town. And if anybody wants to talk about that, I got stories to tell. So then I ended up back in the fitness industry about 12 years ago and told myself, I'm not on the fence anymore. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to make an impact. When I first went in, I bought a little gym in a little tiny town called Bandon, Oregon, on the coast, and ran a pretty successful little gym there and worked with people like boot camp style group classes and personal training and things like that. And then I eventually opened up an obstacle course race training gym in a different town. So it was really more of a coaching individuals kind of situation. And now I'm really wanting to transition into being a coach of coaches, because I have realized in the last few years, I need to be more confident in my abilities. So that's always been my stuck point. I've been here for 35 years, and to be able to say, I actually know more than most, and not just, I am really good at what I do. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I have things to share with other trainers who could benefit from my knowledge. And that's why I think I could make a bigger impact that way. So let me work with trainers who are working with 100 other people, and then we can have more impact rather than, you know, me just making individual. Yeah. So that's how it's kind of changed and evolved, really. It's just mostly lately is wanting to offer, you know, whatever I have to offer to the world through the avenue of trainers. Although I am still doing my own coaching.
Right. That's great. I love how you realize that there are a lot of needs out there with other trainers to be able to serve or rise to new levels of success right there. And you saw the ripple effect of, well, if I can help those trainers, then they can help more people. And so your impact is really magnified. So that's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your various fitness practices and coaching work and now transitioning to this bigger work, working with other coaches and trainers?
Yes, Wendy, mostly it's self-doubt issues. I've had serious roadblock of self-doubt. And I think self-doubt is not necessarily the right word, because I feel like it should be a little more extreme word than that, but more like an inherent belief that I am not worthy of financial gain. I'm not worthy of success, not worthy of friendship. So that's the battle that I've had. Through the years of, and especially for an extrovert, I'm really naturally an extrovert, and really figuring out how to work around that. And I'll talk about some books maybe sometime in this interview that have been pivotal in making that change, but really working around self-doubt issues. And no matter what I charged, it was always too much, you know? So it was always, you know, I'd have these people, well, you know, Andrea, to grow a business, you need to offer things for free. Well, that's pretty much all I ever did was offer things for free. So I got to where I just like, you know,
we're starving.
The meaning it's not about money became anathema to me, because really, you know, I mean, I've heard you say it on other interviews with other people, kind of is about the money, because otherwise you can't make an impact if you're not making the sales, right? So if I linked my self-worth to my product, I would starve. And that's kind of the struggle that I had had with my businesses. So really what I needed was a coach to say, you know what, Andrea, it's okay. You know, it's okay to charge. You know, you don't offer it for free. Let's do it for money this time. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really, I know that the main thing is to offer an impact to people. That is what I'm in this business for. I mean, really. But again, you know, you said it before. It's just, you know, you still have to make the sale to survive. And I'm not going to make any impact if I'm not. So building the confidence to be okay with saying, you know what, Wendy, I probably know more than most people in my industry. I don't know everything, but I know a lot. And that, and just to admit that, yeah, I am very good at what I do. I can help people accomplish their goals. And I'm very good at it. And I've done it before. And I'm worthy of being recognized as that. Now, that's a huge statement for me, because that didn't happen even 2 or 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so self-doubt. And if I'm hoping I'm resonating with somebody out there, because that's a huge deal to get past that. And I'll share with you maybe eventually, like I said, some of the books that have been instrumental.
Yeah, it is a huge deal. And it is a very common situation. A lot of people have self-doubts, even though they're experts. And like you, I mean, gosh, you have achieved so much in your own personal fitness and, you know, running goals. I'm sure you're a real goal achiever yourself, but yet to have self-doubt in the worthiness areas is so common and is so unfortunate. But I'm just curious. I heard you say you hired a coach, right, to help you overcome that?
Well, actually, I did not. I actually self-helped myself.
Okay. All right.
So I've read, I did belong to a mastermind for a short time, but most of it is, and really I still enjoy listening to his. He's this like the master of like, you know, he's a motivation total dude. He's awesome in the fitness industry. His name's Todd Durkin. But I read, you know, books by him. I read Jim Quick, Limitless. I read, so these are instrumental books in my life. Design Your Life, Carol Dweck's Mindset. If you have any struggles like I have, you got to read Mindset by Carol Dweck. And when I had a fixed mindset instead of a growth mindset, I immediately said, this is what's helped holding me back. This needs to change. So I would immediately, you know, begin to make those changes. I think self-reflection is very important for me personally. The deciding to work on my self-development was very key. And I do spend a lot of time listening to podcasts and reading those kind of books. I actually do the exercises in the book. There's some exercises in Design Your Life by the authors there. They had an exercise where you were to describe your work view and describe your life view. And that was paradigm shifting for me as well. So as far as being an entrepreneur, I learned that autonomy and freedom are two of the most important things to me. So I thought, oh, that's why I'm still an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And right. I, you know, and honestly, I wouldn't mind working for someone else. It's just all I know. And as long as I have the autonomy and the freedom, you know, because those are very important to me. Mm-hmm. And so when I did that, because, you know, in my business, I ended up, you know, I kind of nickel and dimed myself and everyone else. It's because I'm going to work and I'm going, okay, well, I charge X amount of dollars for my training session with the prep and with the la, la, la. And in my mind, I'd be going through this, well, then it ends up, I'm just getting $10 an hour. Well, it's not about that for me anymore. You know, now it's about, I know you laugh. Yeah. You know, this is
$10 an hour is terrible. Yeah.
I know. Well, you know, I mean, this is, I'm sure you've heard, you know, I mean, these kind of stories, but just when I get to where I'm looking at, I don't have to nickel and dime myself anymore. I charge for a service and my mm-hmm. service is valuable. And yeah. now if I want to work 8 hours on some one person's file in a day, I can, I don't feel like I'm being cheating myself. I feel like I'm offering a service.
Right.
And then in that book, Jim Quick, his Limitless book, another paradigm shifting thing was your brain wants to answer the questions. So I forgot what that word, instinctive elaboration is what it's called. So instinctive elaboration, your brain wants to answer those questions for you, right? So I was always asking, how come I'm such a loser? How come I can never make any money? These are the questions going through my head all those years.
Right.
And now it's like, how can I offer more value to my clients? Right. How can I be the most important teacher in somebody's life to help them get into the best shape of their life? Mm-hmm. So now these are my questions. And I feel like it has more to do with really being of value to people and really serving people in the way that I feel I'm gifted to. So those were instrumental in how I'm getting past that question you asked just before was, you know, major challenges and how I'm overcoming them. So reading, listening, doing the exercises. I'm also a writer, Wendy. So I write, I have an active blog, and I'm a little bit of a cynic. So
I include a little bit of that side.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's, you know, and going through these life challenges, and when you start into business for yourself, suddenly there's a mirror right in front that is shining back all these things loud and clear, or crystal clear, I should say. And that's when we realize some of these limiting beliefs or these barriers. So the fact that you came across this part of you that is centered around self-doubts, just in you going through this, these processes to overcome that, now that is such a valuable part of the expertise that you're helping others with, right? You're helping them through their obstacles and barriers just because now you have gone through this. So the fact that we're starting into our own businesses and don't have everything all together, really at the end, it adds to the value that we're bringing to others. So I just wanted to bring that up. The fact that you've been a little bit vulnerable here and shown that, you know, I am an awesome athlete and I know my stuff, but I've still had this inner battle going on that I've had to struggle with. Mm-hmm. You know, that's all part of what is bringing out the greatness in you, you know, and others too. So that's, I just wanted to bring that to point too. Well, obviously.
Yeah, can I interject here also? Another one of those things that changed me is because I'm on fire about obstacle course racing, as you had already mentioned, the obstacle course racing, the metaphor of getting over obstacles mentally and literally and metaphorically, I mean, you know, honestly, I think that really helped me a lot is just, you know, when you climb up a rope that's 15 feet high, that gives you some confidence, you know?
Yeah.
So I think even as an athlete, you know, there's only so many bench presses you can do before you realize, you know, this might be, this isn't it. I want to climb a rope.
Right.
You know, I think, and this is, you know, one of those reasons why I think exercise is the gateway drug to everything, because I just did building the, you know, doing things like obstacle race training, especially. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so I just want to plug that in there also, because I think that has helped me too with my self-confidence.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor and parallel. So yeah, I'm glad you added that. Well, obviously you're an expert at helping people really achieve optimal fitness and blow past their barriers and help trainers and coaches do, you know, more impactful work there. But I'm curious, Andrea, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yes. When I coach people, I always feel like nutrition is the final frontier. But with my business, finances is the final frontier. You know, it's just like, why isn't that like a primary concern when you're first going into business? Like, why isn't that the education we're seeking? You know, how do we do the sales? I mean, sales is just, you know, especially in my, I don't know, maybe especially in my business. I don't know. I guess in every business, you always feel like I mentioned before, you know, everybody says, well, it's not about the money. You know, I'm sorry to keep bringing this up because it sounds like I'm being trite about it or being uncaring about it, because I really am in this business for a purpose. And I believe, you know, I have a mission and a purpose.
Oh, yes.
I believe in helping people. But at the same time, the overarching, like, this thought is like, well, you're in it just to help people, right? You know, so then as you grow into this business, I think it always, the money part always kind of goes in the back burner, you know, because you feel embarrassed to charge people. So I've always wanted to make this authentic process to bring people into what I can offer. But, you know, honestly, Wendy, I carry what I do. I'm a fairly lean, muscular, 50-something-year-old woman. And I have carried this figure for a long time, and people will notice and go, hey, you know, I love your bicep, you know, I love your arms or whatever, you know, and I've always been really embarrassed to say I'm a trainer. Why am I embarrassed? Mm-hmm. You know? So like, why don't I say, hey, what do you want to achieve? I can help.
Right.
You know, I mean, why has it always been like, so I don't know. I think I just want, I want it to be an authentic process, and I'm getting better. I have to say, you know, of course I could always use coaching, but I'm getting better and I could always use help.
Right. Well, and it's interesting because, and I just want to comment a little bit on the money part of it, because, well, as you well know, and you know, if you aren't securing clients and exchanging money, there's no commitment, right? There's no buy-in. There really is a direct correlation, not only between the outcome of the work that you're doing, you know, what exactly is the impact for an individual that has the value on it, but the fact of somebody giving a fee or an investment into something creates more commitment and more loyalty and a bigger desire to get the outcome. So many things are available for free. I have apps on my phone that are free, you know, fitness apps. I watch YouTube videos free. I don't have any commitment. You know, they don't really compel me to want to stick to it. Whereas if I invest, and I have a coach now myself, I invest at a 4-figure level, a 5-figure level, I can tell you right now, I'm committed. You know, I'm all in with that person. I want to listen to exactly what they're saying and do what they're saying and, you know, carry through, because I've put some money in the game and I want a return on that investment. So, you know, bearing that in mind in battling these mindset issues and valuation concerns, that's also a very key component to consider. You're really helping the other person, is what I'm saying.
Yes.
By charging an amount that really is commensurate to the value that you're delivering.
Yes. So
even though there's maybe that inside voice that says, oh, you know, that's really charging too much. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got to squelch that inside voice and say, but think of the difference that this is making on their life. Think of the ripple effect of good health. Think of the empowerment, knowing that if they set a goal and they can achieve it, how else does that show up in their world?
Right.
How else does that show up in their work? You know,
yeah.
Hey, I hit this goal, this OCR goal, And I hit it. I hit this do marathon. Is that it? Or dual?
Duathlon.
Duathlon. And I hit it, you know, and those kinds of things come up in different areas. So mm-hmm. I guess, you know, this doesn't really speak specifically to a sales technique or technology other than that space in between your ears. That's, mm-hmm. that's a powerful starting and ending place. So right. just creating that understanding that charging a rate that's commensurate to the value you're delivering is really important for your client.
Yes, yes, yeah. It sure is. Yeah, and honestly, yeah, that's always been that ripple effect thing is what you said. I've never, ever talked to a woman. I like training women, although I do train men and women, but women are really my jam. A woman who has reached a physical goal who did not say, this is making me a better mom. It's making me a better sister. It's making me a better employee. It's making me a better entrepreneur or whatever. Yeah. Everyone says that it makes them a better person in a lot of other ways.
Right. We are holistic people. Everything kind of interacts, you know, even though there wants to be these divisions between work and life and all these things, but really it all interacts. So, yeah. Well, Andrea, I'm curious, you know, speaking of ripple effects, we're in the midst of this COVID pandemic. It's rocked the world with so many people's lives and their health and their fitness and their stress and their work and everything. I'm just curious, has the pandemic had an impact on the work that you're doing?
I think it will have an impact on the work. I know in conversations with people, I've met people who say, I've gained 20 pounds through this COVID thing. And then I've had other people say, I'm the fittest I've ever been. So it's kind of this weird, you know, I mean, like everything about this whole darn thing, it's just weird. Mm-hmm. But I think right now, my husband is a health coach as well, and he studies on, he spends a lot of time studying on the immune system and bolstering that. And so we are imagining more businesses will probably want more information on how to keep their staff healthier mm-hmm. so that when something like this occurs, they're more able to withstand any kind of virus or any kind of situation. I don't, you know, whether it's a virus or a natural disaster for that matter. With a healthier body, you're able to withstand anybody who is healthier, not only can run faster, but they, you know, they're more mentally stable. I guess that's my answer.
Oh, absolutely. I think the pandemic has really brought awareness to a lot of people as far as health. How can I stay healthy? How can I create health? What can I be doing? And exercise is one of those top things on my list, I know. So, well,
That's what we're hoping. I mean, we're hoping that is going to be the question. And that's the information my husband and I are trying to generate, in fact, because we don't see a lot of it. We see it more revolving around what you're wearing on your face as opposed to what you're putting in your mouth, you know? Yeah. So, right. So we're hoping we can start generating, at least among our community, a conversation around, you know, what we're doing, because getting outside, getting really even being around people somehow, and then what you put in your mouth is just the most important thing you can do right now, especially when stress levels are higher and things like that.
Yeah, well, that's great information, and not always something that people are very well educated in. So mm-hmm. I can see how your expertise is really valuable. Well, I'm just curious, how do you work with people who want to reach those higher levels of success and really hit big goals in their, not only in, you know, their fitness, but maybe those athletes that are wanting mm-hmm. to attain new goals in their running? How do you work with people?
Well, one of my favorite processes is I call it a strategy session. So when I meet with somebody first, I have this amazing strategy session with people, and it's so fun because I kind of have a set of questions, you know, just right. But it guides us, and we get to know each other. And then by the end of the conversation, we have a strategy and its phases. And then as we go through the strategy session, it's really fun. Everyone I've ever done it with, at the end, when we're at this, what do we do now phase, everyone has ended up with, that's doable. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm sure as a finance advisor I want to earn $250,000, you know? So when you go, okay, well, let's break that down. So, it's the same. And it's always fun because then we come up with a strategy session and then we decide if we're going to work well together. You know, we have to be real with each other. Is this going to be a real relationship, relationship that we can work together? So then we decide on a strategy between the two of us. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how we do it.
And I'm assuming that just by listening to you, you talk and you work with your clients in terms of their nutrition.
Yes.
And how to stay motivated, to keep the focus and the ambition to carry through and follow through with all this.
Yes. You know what, Wendy, that is the big thing because the statistics are very hard to find on retention rates, but most of them show about 50%. 50% of the people who start an exercise program quit. 80% of the United States is not getting the minimum amount of exercise required.
That's
80% of the people. Geez. But I'm sure within that 80%, those people have started an exercise program, 50% of them leave. And then so there's all this quitting going on. And so my main jam is what can we do to help people maintain an exercise program? So yes, that is the biggest part of what I do and what the biggest way that I want to make an impact on this world is how can we get people to maintain what is sustainable to them in their real world, whatever's going on in their real life.
Yeah. And that's where you really reap the rewards of an exercise or fitness program. You get over that initial pain and shock, and then you start realizing all the benefits. So, well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I have an amazing website.
Okay.
it's iamnextlevelfit.com. iamnextlevelfit.com. And on there, I have a form that you can just kind of submit in there. I'll send it to you right away. It's a 10-day planning form. You can message me. I can help you with that form. I can also give you a consultation. We can talk over the phone and decide, where you're at and what kind of situation you're in. We can do the strategy session together and then decide, if we want to work together. I also have Instagram under I Am Next Level Fit. Also, I think. And then Facebook. I also have a YouTube with some pretty cool videos on it.
Okay, great. So that URL again is iamnextlevelfit.com. All one word, .com.
Yes,
iamnextlevelfit.com. Mm-hmm. All right. Wow, that sounds fantastic. So you've got a 10-day planning guide or form on there people can find, as well as reach out for a consult. Or sign up for one of those strategy sessions where we really just dive into what some concrete goals and a game plan to get there.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, Andrea, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom and all the books that you've shared with us. But if I could tap on you maybe one last time here during our interview and looking at your own experience in building your business, or I should say businesses, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business or doubting their ability to succeed?
I would say it would be the same type of question I would really want to get to the bottom of with any of my personal training coaching clients is, I hate to be so cliche, but you got to know why you're doing it. I have done this so many times, wanted to leave because of things like technology and spending too much time troubleshooting technology, etc. But I think it can't be overstated in a way. You got to know your why. You got to know why you're in it. I've thought about quitting so many times, but then where else am I going to make this kind of, where else am I going to have a chance to help people? You go into business because there's something, you make decisions based on feelings. You don't make decisions based on data, right? You might read data. You might be turned on by look at what's happening to people these days because of blah, blah data, but it's your feelings associated with that, right? That's why you make the decisions that you got. So you got to get to these feelings levels of why you're in the business that you're doing. And that needs to be front and center. So it's like always there. How often I do those worksheets on, my planning, my vision for the future, my vision for my 5 years and my purpose in life and have them regularly, do them all the time, because you're going to get so freaking burned out and you're going to probably want to quit. And you have to be reminded regularly of what you have to have that vision in front of you. You have to be regularly reminded of why you're doing this, because if that why is not clear, it's not going to happen. I tell my clients, you know, for one, I do a thing called decision balance, and the fourth quadrant, so it's four quadrants that starts with benefits of doing this. And then the fourth quadrant is consequences of not doing it. And I tell my clients, if those consequences of not following through with whatever this fitness plan is, whatever you want to do, if that doesn't bring you to tears, your why is not strong enough. We need to get to the bottom of this. You know, you're not going to want to wake up in the morning and do it. Right. So to me, like, I read my fourth quadrant and it brings me to tears to see myself not doing it. So that just needs to be pretty important.
Yeah, that is very important. And I love how you really take it to that next level. It's not just, okay, yep, this is my why, you know, and kind of at the intellectual level, but really reignite and reconnect with the feelings. I love that. That is fantastic, Andrea. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's powerful. Thank you. And, you know, it's just been so great just getting to hear about your journey from, gosh, a blueberry farmer, right? The important work you're now doing in helping so many people use exercise as the gateway drug to healing everything that ails us.
Right.
And, you know, how to maintain the motivation to keep on doing that so that we can really reap the rewards of, you know, the fitness element, the exercise element is so powerful. I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting me and letting me talk about myself for half an hour.
Yes. It's been
always a pleasure to talk about me.
Well, that's enough about you. Enough about me. What about, how do you think about me?
Exactly.
And again, for all our listeners, you can reach Andrea Bowden at imnextlevelfit.com and check out her website. She's got so much to offer there, from the 10-day planning form to the consult and the strategy session, just a wealth of information. So again, that's imnextlevelfit.com. She's also on Instagram with the same, you know, search that as well, and Facebook and YouTube. So lots of different avenues there. All right, fantastic. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Andrea Bowden. And as always, here's to your success.